News Talk 1620 WTAW. News time is 5:44. We're joined this evening by Sandy Ferris from Bryan ISD. Now, Sandy, the Key Communicator newsletter launched this week. Tell us a little bit more about this newsletter and what the first issue was about.
Okay, this is something new that our superintendent, Dr. Wallace, wanted to do. We know that there is a lot of information about the school district that people are interested in, and maybe they don't always get through the media. So Key Communicator is a new newsletter, and we identified about 40 individuals in the community so far that we thought would have some interest in keeping up with that. And so the first issue had information about the upcoming STAR test and also our budget process. So we're looking for people who want to get that newsletter. Some of the first people we emailed with it were city council, commissioners, county judge, key people around the city. So if anyone wants to be involved with that, all they need to do is send us an email at info@bryanisd.org, and we'll be happy to include them.
So anyone can reach out and contact you about receiving this
exactly.
newsletter.
Like I said, we identified some people to start with, but anybody at all, if you want to get on that email list, or if you want us to mail it by traditional mail, just they can call 209-1022 and ask to be included on that as well.
And how often will these newsletters come out?
Well, we decided to do it on an as-needed basis. You know, when we've got important things coming up, such as the budget planning process and the STAR test, which is brand new for us this year, we thought those were topics that needed to go out right away. So we will send it out probably two or three times a month.
Okay, and let's talk about the Be the One Reading Literacy Campaign. Okay. Tell us a little bit about that and the updates on it.
Well, we kicked this off last month with a proclamation by Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski, and that happened to be on January 23rd, which was National Reading Day. And we know that early literacy efforts are very important in academic success later on. So we are targeting pre-K through fifth grade students for this. And we have sent home reading tips and goals for parents on how to read with their children at home. Not just books, but things like recipes, boxes, whatever they have, whatever reading material is around the home. We're encouraging parents to read with children. We've got some public service announcements going on television showing different facts about reading, and I've got a series of posters that we're working on featuring some local celebrities and talking about it. You're never too old to enjoy a good book, so we're looking forward to expanding this.
I got a chance to look at a couple of the posters. Why don't you tell us who's featured on them right now?
So far, we got the KBTX anchors Meredith Stanchik and John Gilbert. They were happy to help us out, and they were reading children's books on the set at KBTX. Gary Blair, he sat down on the floor of Reed Arena and read a little book, and then I got Dave South on Kyle Field. And so I'm going to be taking some more pictures next week of police officers, firefighters, and that sort of thing. So we just want people to understand that this is very important to us. And because of that, we have a second phase to this. We're going to be taking new and gently used books for children. We're going to have this book donation kick off. It's actually already kicked off. All of our schools will be places where people can drop off these books. And we are also hoping to coordinate an event with Downtown Bryan Association. Friday, March 2nd is their first Friday event. That happens to be Dr. Seuss's birthday, and it's also National Read Across America Day. So it's a perfect day to incorporate this book donation drive. So we've got an ambitious goal. We need to get about 8,300 books on the Friday before spring break to send home with these kiddos.
Talk a little bit about numbers and how many children in our area don't own books.
Well, it may be hard for some people to believe, but it's true. We know with Bryan ISD having 72% of our enrollment is low socioeconomic status, we know that we have children who don't have the luxury of having their own books in the home. Money's tight, and that's just not a priority for a lot of people. So even one or two books for a child to own of their very own is really important. And not only is this going to boost reading skills, but it's also encouraging family time and family bonding. So there's several aspects to it, and we just hope that the community will get involved. And like I said, they can drop off new or gently used books at any of our schools in Bryan ISD or bring them to the administration building at the corner of William Joel Bryan and Texas Avenue.
And tell us again the goal number for how many books y'all are trying to get.
We have 8,300 students in grades pre-K through 5 right now. So we need 8,300 books.
Okay, so the goal is to get at least one book per student.
That's right. And we do have a project by the Mays Business School at Texas A&M later on in the semester. They've committed to this project as well, and I think they're going to help us out. So we're hoping that our children will have more than one book by the end of the semester.
And like you said, in the posters as well, featuring the local celebrities, it's not just about the children reading. It's about encouraging family time and letting parents know that they're not too old to read a book.
That's
and to
right.
sit down with their children.
That's right.
Okay. Is there anything else coming up on the agenda? Anything else that you'd like to share with us this evening?
Well, we've got a holiday coming up. February 20th is a school holiday. And because of that, our regular board meeting was moved to February 13th, so that's next Monday. So I'll be back later in the month to talk a little bit more about other things and to hopefully give some more details about that First Friday event.
Okay, great. Again, thanks again to Sandy Ferris with Bryan ISD for joining us this evening. We talked about the Key Communicator newsletter, which if you would like to receive from the district, again, what was that phone number or email address that they can
email,
send to?
The email address is info, at bryanisd.org, phone number 209-1022.
Thanks for joining us this evening. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW.